T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
803-0550 on that, or whatever else you have on the football game. The Sabres are playing tonight against Calgary, 7 o'clock. We'll have it on WGR, and we're joined by Sabres head coach Ralph Krueger on the Restar Hotline. Ralph, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gents. It's good to be back in Buffalo.
So what's your Thanksgiving plan? What are you doing for tomorrow?
Well, you have to remember my life has been predominantly in Europe over the last decades, and I grew up before that in Canada, so it's my first Thanksgiving on U.S. soil while being here. So I'll probably be watching and seeing what everybody does here in America during Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, you get to experience watching a Bills game on Thanksgiving. It doesn't happen that often, but you'll have to do that tomorrow.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. I'll always enjoy watching the Bills, and I'm really happy with how they're performing, and the city's embracing that, and Sean McDermott's doing a hell of a job there.
Injury update. Is there any time frame on Rasmus Dahlin at this point?
No, I mean we've had a bit of a grind of late, and adding Rasmus to the to the list is quite disappointing. But again, it's truly when you're dealing with concussions, it's a day-to-day issue, and we're not expecting him for the next days, but we hope it's a quick recovery. But again, it's difficult to guess the timelines on an injury like that.
What was your reaction when you heard that Chernak got 2 games?
Yeah, I mean, we would have rather had a 5-minute major within the game, because that kind of suspension really does us no good. We don't see Tampa Bay for a while, but at least it's confirmation that it was what we thought it was. But the player has received a reprimand for that, which is important, because that's the kind of hitting we don't want to see in the National Hockey League.
Did the refs tell you they just didn't see it? They missed it?
Yes.
Okay. With Marcus Johansson, Ralph, what's the update on his return date?
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take a look at him today. He stayed back here in Buffalo. We worked together with him with our rehab team in Buffalo, and it looks like it's progressed positively. We hope that the pregame skate goes well today. So he's still a question mark for tonight, but I would say more on the positive side of seeing him in the lineup.
And really, I'm trying to think, is there anybody else getting close to a return, or that's pretty much it?
No, that's it.
Now. Okay.
No, we've got other than that, that's but it would be very good to have him back. You know, he's an excellent leader for us, and a strong influence on the confidence of the group, and I think getting him back would be a good thing for all.
How did you think your team played overall on the 3-game trip you just had through Boston and Florida?
Well, we can't accept the results because of how we played. I thought Boston was one of our best games of the season, right through from start to finish, and it's the management of the score and just understanding what it takes to create more net pressure is something we're working hard at. I thought in Florida we actually had our weakest of the three, and we got the win. So who's to say what the best way is to approach a game? In Tampa, I think everybody watched the scoring chances and shot clock of the first 2 periods, and we come out down 3-2, and it was quite disappointing when we look at our game management. Our 4-on-4 situation where we allow a goal against, and then a shorthander to actually close the game out, is quite frustrating when you see the effort to set up an opportunity to get points in Tampa Bay. So we need to take the pain that we're feeling right now and the adversity we're under right now as an opportunity to just continue to build our game in the right way and to turn those results. And I'm sure that, we're going to give a strong effort tonight as a reaction to the frustration of coming only back with 2 points. But again, there is some confirmation on how we need to play and what we need to do to be successful against the top teams in the league. And carrying those habits forward is going to be really important here today.
Ralph, one thing that can push you guys through is the power play, which started the season red hot. you know, I would imagine you expect, you know, peaks and valleys. It kind of flows a little bit here and there. It's just the way that it generally works. It's cyclical. Are you seeing teams doing anything differently than they were at the start of the season that maybe you as a coaching staff and as a team have to make adjustments to?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody knows that we had a hot power play off the hop, and, you know, Victor Olofsson on the backside with a bit of a surprise. So that's being eliminated, and we need to be better at finding options. We can't be happy with our power play production at all with the skill that we have, and it will be a major focal point of the game today again. And, you know, we are self-critical on it, and the guys are digging deep, and it's more, we need to bring in more deception. We need to be less readable on where we're going to attack and how we're going to attack. And we have had scoring chances again on the power play and not finishing our opportunities. This is probably our biggest weakness at the moment, but our power play will decide where our game goes. It is our motor offensively, and it needs to get going here quickly. That's clear and evident for all.
Yeah, it seems that some teams that struggle to get it in the zone, sometimes you just don't have the finish there. And I would say for your team, you know, the entries seem to be pretty good. I mean, would you consider it a good sign that at least you're getting into the zone, so you would expect things to kind of uptick the other way at some point?
Yeah, no, we're definitely getting entry. We're, you know, we're showing strong control in the O-zone, but, you know, creating that net pressure we'd like to have, possibly similar to our 5-on-5 game. It's an opportunity for us, and you know, we need to fix that very quickly, because it's you know, we need to show more desperation on our power play in the O-zone, and again, we are working on that for tonight.
I know we pulled you out of a game day meeting, so we'll let you get back to work. Yeah. Appreciate your time, and good luck tonight against Calgary.
Thank you, gentlemen, and thanks for the positive support, and we will do all to make the Thanksgiving celebrations, you know, to set the celebrations off on the right track. And I'll make sure I find a place to have turkey tomorrow night.
You won't have trouble finding it. All right. Good, okay, good luck. Thank you, Ralph.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.